Merry New Year's. Hello. Hi. Hello. My name's Jess Wood, and Merry New Year. It's Happy New Year. We say Happy New Year here. Oh, Now, if you get that reference, you are my people, my person, my lovers. Hello, my sweet friends, and welcome to your first Get Wood of the Year. I am so excited to be here with you. Happy 2024, happy and healthy, you sweet things, you. I see all you out there, and I want to say I'm so proud of every one of you. I see you, I love you, I'm proud of you, and I'm so, so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful for your energy and your support and your love, and I just want to say I am so speaking this next year, giant moves for everybody. All y'all been moving too. I see you. I see you making moves there, and I'm proud of you. I know. I just want to tell you because I love you so much, and I just want to tell you. Okay. Get the soft, sappy stuff out of the way, Jessica. Thought you were an ex-gang member. Listen, I never got jumped in, guys. I was the funny one for the gangs. Remember? That was me. I was the funny one. Anyway, I wanted to say a big shout out to everybody who has already posted such loveliness for me for my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday today, too. I know. What a day to have a birthday. Let me tell you this. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I am so, again, the gratitude is my attitude. That's what I'm talking about. But let me tell you, the January 2nd birthday, whoa, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to fucking party anymore. Do you know what I mean? And I don't even really party anymore. But it's really, it's a tough one to get people to come out. You know, it's great for social media because everyone's like, oh, happy birthday, post a picture, how do you do? You know, and you don't have to do a whole shit ton. But man, in the real lives, and especially here in New York City where everybody's shaking and a moving and a bobbing and weaving, you know, it's hard to get everybody. Anyway, hi everyone. I adore you. I just want to say that again. So, last week I did chat a lot about the trip to Europe, the tour. Let's call it what it was, the comedy tour. And I have to be honest with you, as I always am, I think it took me, I was gone for 2 weeks, and I really think it took me 2 weeks to get out of the kind of nagging depression that I wasn't in Europe anymore, gone. Do you know what I mean? I really think I was so, it like transformed my thoughts. It made it was like a retreat of some sort. Do you know what I mean? Thanks, Gorgie. Nice to see you. I have to be honest with myself and say, yeah, it was really, I was really clear. I was really in like every moment. And every time I feel like I'm getting, you know, anxious or I'm having a hard time, which this season, come on, are you kidding me? Who's not anxious and having a hard time? There you go, a little cleavage to ease your mind. But you know what I mean? It's a very tough season to get through for most people. So having a birthday on top of it, it's like a whole, anyway. Yeah. So being in Europe got me into this different mindset where everything was new and everything was fresh and everything was exciting. And now I'm back to a place that's more familiar. So I'm really practicing keeping everything new, keeping everything fresh, not feeling like, I don't know, bored or this old train ride to work again. You know what I mean? Which, by the way, I have been working the past few nights and I have a very long train ride, about an hour and some change. And the other night, there was a man who got on, a very large white man, and he had a homemade bunny hood, hat, contraption on his head. It was like a little babushka, but it had the floppy bunny ears. I thought of Ratch Goner. Shout out to Ratch Goner, one of my oldest pals. We did go to, what's it called? Special ed. You know, we were in the special ed class together. And when I told my friend that I went to school with a man called Goner in special ed, she was like, there was a man named Goner in special ed. Do you see how funny that is? And I was like, I don't get it. And then I was like, oh, because he's a goner. Anyway, this man got on with a homemade bunny hat, large white man, a t-shirt that was like one of those weird cartoon, like little girl t-shirts that was like, happy if we can. Like, it didn't make sense with it. It was almost like Japan in the early 2000s, everybody was wearing t-shirts that were American words, but a lot of them didn't know what it said. So like a lot of Japanese girls with t-shirts that said like, my pussy smells good, and a picture of a cat. You can go back and reference that shit. I did not make that up. So anyway, that's what it felt like he was wearing, this giant white guy with a homemade rabbit hat and this, you know, happy if you can t-shirt and some sweatpants, because it's so American to wear sweats and leggings. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. But you know what? I've been thinking a lot about it. Again, I know I digress and I go back and forth, and we're all ADHD and a little fucked up, so I think you can follow me. I know you can. That's why we love each other so much. Anyway, I was thinking about why the European thing got me so much that they didn't wear sweatpants or leggings. And then I realized, well, they're taken care of. Their schooling's taken care of. Their health is taken care of. We're not taken care of. So how sad are we? Oh, put on some sweatpants. You're feeling low? Put on some leggings. I don't want to button anything. How dare you tell me to zip? You know what I mean? Like we're offended that we have to button jeans or something. And you don't even have, you can put on a skirt. Skirt. Anyway, thank you for hanging around with me. Happy New Year. So the bunny hat man with his sweatpants and his happy if I can t-shirt and his bunny hat, he had a child's toy guitar as well. I can't make any of this up. And he was banging on the guitar. I am a bunny, a bunny, a bunny, a bunny. And you know, in New York, they say, see something, say something. In a lot of the cities now, they say, oh, if you see something, say something. Even in Europe, in London, they were like, if you see something, please report it. You know, see it, say it, something or other. They had a thing also. Like, we have a thing, they have a thing. So anyway, but nobody fucking does it. So there's this bunny man. I am a bunny. What am I, a bunny? What am I, a bunny? And he's trying to get like a call and response thing going from other riders on the train. It's not working. And at a certain point, a black gentleman in the corner looks at him, points at him. He goes, after the guy goes, I am a bunny. And he's like slamming the guitar. And the black guy goes, you look like a faggot. Oh, dear God. And the bunny guy goes, oh, that's okay, because Jesus still loves you. And then we all took a breath, like it was, you could feel a collective sigh of relief on the train, because the man disclosed what he was doing. He was a Jesus guy, the bunny guy. That's what we all realized, because at first you're like, ooh, mental person, everyone frightened and having to take a little bit of a, watch yourself. And then secondly, maybe he's gonna ask for some dough, maybe we just, everybody look at your phone. And but thirdly, we didn't expect him to be a Jesus guy. And so you could feel the breath. Everyone like, hi, he's just a Jesus guy with the bunny hat. And and then guess what? There was a fourth thing, and this was the real thing that he was. He was saying, and I forgot his fucking real tag, but he had a handle, TikTok, and he was like, follow me at Holly Jolly on TikTok. I feel like it was Holly Jolly, but you can look that up. Please don't take my word for it. I did film him for a little while, not for the shaming, but to show my friends, but to say, look at this man with the homemade bunny hat. And, because I looked, you know, in the subway, there's this silent speaking that happens with a lot of us across the way, right? So I looked at a woman across from me while Bunny was yelling and, you know, singing to us. We didn't know he was Jesus yet. Jesus, Bunny. And which is, you know, it's more of an Easter thing. Not so much of, I think, Babesy New Year's. That's what I'm calling myself today. Babesy New Year's. How do you like that? Anyway, I know we didn't sing this theme song, but it's a new year and we're getting to the fucking facts. We're getting to the stories and this is what we're doing. So the lady looks at me, I look at her, and I go, are you going to film? Are you going to film? Because, you know, are you going to film? Are you going to film? And she goes, no, you film. You film. And it all happened very quietly and quickly. And so I was like, all right. So she gave me she directed me to film. I don't know this woman from shit. But, so I filmed a little of the guy. Oh, the bunny guy. And then all of a sudden, and so he was like, it was actually a TikTok rap, him trying to get more followers on TikTok. Sir, take the hat off. Take the bunny. We retire the bunny. Anyway, that was part of the New Year's situation. Another New Year's thing that I wanted to just touch on the New Year's thing for a second and say, it's way too, first of all, it's not even the New Year's. Do you know this? It's not even the New Year's. I mean, if you're Jewish, like my, like myself and many, many that I love, I don't know, the chosen people, you know, I'm not saying nothing new, whatever. We have a new year that's not for till a while. Then there's also the equinox and the spring and the witchy new year, which most of y'all are witches and warlocks that watch and listen to this show. So I say that's really our New Year's. Hi, love you too. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I love you. I get like embarrassed. If you're just listening, I've looked down away from the camera and it's very hard to accept all this love, but I am accepting it. And for the new year, again, it doesn't matter. I think every day we should renew and think of things that we can do to make ourselves feel better and have things that we think we should do and be inspired by for the next year. But I don't believe in resolutions. And I think I've talked about this before. You know, I wear the hat. Sure, it's sparkly and it's a good time. And also, who doesn't love a top hat? Can we please bring back the top hat for both men and women? Thank you. So, here's the thing. I don't think resolutions are good. And I'm going to tell you why. I feel like they're real kind of ruley and they're, you know, you gotta do this. And then if you don't do it, then you feel real shitty. Or at least for me, I mean, I don't want to project onto you guys because everybody has their own set of rules and all that stuff inside. But I feel like I always want to talk about how we could practice easing up on ourselves, right? So this is one of those things where we're feeling all this pressure. Oh my God, I gotta do the thing. Start of the year. Birthdays also, right? Doesn't matter when your birthday is. You're like, this year, my birthday, I'm going to start, you know, or I'm going to stop or whatever it is that you're going to do. So the resolutions to me just give me stress. And a lot of times, well, you'll read about it if you want to. There's plenty of studies done about how resolutions don't even work. They don't last because there's a lot of pressure and the pressure is not great. Right. So anyways, I say, you want to hear what I say? Well, you do because you're here and you're listening. So thank you again. I suggest, this is just a suggestion. It's like, yeah, obviously, I feel like maybe I work for Barnum and Bailey. I just backed up and saw I was like, I feel like I'm barking you into the circus. Is that the vibe I'm giving? Like, I'm a little bit of a ringleader. Like, I feel like I'm like the, who was the guy? Oh my God. Now I'm going to flip out. He had the circus sideshow. Oh boy. You know who I'm talking. He used to tour and he had the guy with the puzzle. Fuck a duck. Anyway, ooh, my mom used to say that all the time. Jesse, don't bring me into your show today. It's your birthday. And I think my mom always would say on my birthday, she'd go like, Jesse, today was a day that changed my life. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You had a fucking... Anyway, Jesse, don't be mean about it to your mom. She's trying to give you love on your birthday. Jesse, it's really more of my day because, you know, I did bring you into this earth. Anyway, so no resolutions. All right, here's what you should do. Not you. Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, thank you. I thought it was also Coco Chanel, who's the ringleader at a circus. Maybe American Horror Story You know what I mean? I'm going to be the next, I'm going to be the next permanent cast member on American Horror Story. You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, I've been getting a lot of texts while we're talking, so I got to like do the thing, which makes me feel very popular. And I'm going to remember this because some days the texts never come. And then you have to think, oh yes, but I did have many, many texts the other day on my birthday. Anyways, so no resolutions for me. Don't point and shout at the people, Jessica. Calm yourself. I'm going to let my titties out, and I'm going to get comfortable with you right now real quick, and I'm going to tell you some deep truths about your friend, Jess. I write down my accomplishments from the year before. I know. And I'm talking about, you know, some of you can beat yourselves up and say, but I didn't have it. Whose accomplishments? I didn't do anything big. I fucking sat around and did my own life again. No, you didn't. I promise you did not. I promise you. If you sit quietly or if you have a little date book like my ass, I got a date book like it's 1987. If you have a journal or a date book, or even on your computer, your phone, look back at your photos, you will find the most amazing things that you did this year. And I'm talking about whether it be like showing up for a friend who needed you, and you went to coffee and you got a babysitter for your kid if you have a kid, or you hung out with your kid if your kid is older and you were like, oh, I don't know if I can hang out with my kid because they fucking are older and they don't want to. And you did get that time. If you traveled to places that you'd never traveled before, if you'd eaten something that you were always nervous to eat, or did something at work, or made something creatively that you thought you could never really do, or kept a plant alive, or got a pet, or got into a relationship, or actually were in a relationship and didn't get like petty and fucked up a couple of times when you could have. You know, writing down all these things at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, whatever we call this new year, is so fantastic. It's so helpful. It's so lovely to give yourself a little love, to give yourself a little break, to give yourself a lot of, you know, compliment. We never stop and say to ourselves, hey, good job. You did that. And that's what I, you know, we're lacking. And that's why there's so many sweatpants. So people are sad and they don't think they're doing anything. Well, write it down. You're doing it. And I'm proud of you. And I can't wait to hear how that feels for you. If anybody ends up doing this, please let me know. Please give me some dims and let me know how it feels after you did it, because I really believe it's a really good one. It's really been helpful for me anyways. So I have to tell you a couple of things about a couple of boys, because of course I do, because New Year's, you're supposed to make out with somebody. What are you doing if you're not making out with somebody? And what are you doing if you're not on stage? These are the things that we don't want to do to ourselves, like beat up for reasons that are just made up out of the air. Are you having a nice time? Are you healthy? Are you having a good life? Do you go places that you like? Are you with people who make you happy? Yeah, then you're killing it. You're killing it. So anyway, I was very brave, but I also was kind of dared by my friend to, and I'm going to say, yeah, she dared me a little bit. I'm not mad. The children are back to school, and that's sad. I feel like we had such a longer break, and these poor fucking kids are back already. Anyway, and it's horrible to have the birthday where everybody's back to school and back to work. I know, right? I fucking know it. It's a fucking drag. Anyways, so I hit up this guy in his DMs, and I wrote to him, make out for New Year's Eve? That's some brave shit. You think you want to talk about courage? You want to talk about people finishing a marathon or running into a burning building? Motherfucker, DM a guy that you think is cute or a girl, and then leave. There it is. It's out there. What they say on Seinfeld? That's a big matzo ball. You know, that's a spicy meatball. So he never got back to me until Christmas. Christ got him. Christ came and got him. And he wrote me, Merry Christmas, love.
No.
You don't love me if you don't fucking hit me back and just say, like, I don't even know my plans yet. You know what I mean? Like, be a man about it. A man. Groans. I know it's asking a lot, but you know what? I don't care. My priorities have shifted, y'all. And I can't have anybody sleeping anymore in a van down by the river. Although I did read something the other day about how much it costs to live in a van down by the river. It's actually quite expensive. So it's now a glamping kind of thing, as opposed to when I was dating, it was, you know. Anyway, he never got back. Then I met a guy, funnily enough, on the Christmas when Mr. Christmas, Merry Christmas, love. And then I met another gentleman at a party, and he was quite flirtatious, but he was quite flirtatious with everybody. But we also had a little messaging, not, I shouldn't have, because that wasn't actually what it was just regular messaging. Let's not give him the wrong idea. And them, you. And we had some messaging. And then New Year's Eve. Hey, what are you doing? I'm working. I said, what's going on? You know anything fun's going on? Well, my thing is doing a thing. Okay, well, maybe I'll come. No, I wasn't going to come. I maybe was going to come if it was on my way home. But, like, I had to work boppity-boppity-boppity-boppity. And when you have to work boppity-boppity, you know how it is. Like, you can't. It's too many days in a row. And what are you going to go out and be out making out and flim-flamming about? Well, I would like to, but I just didn't have time this week. It just didn't fit into my sketch. So, so no makeouts, okay? That was all that for the... Stop clicking, please. It's annoying us. But what I did do was I worked, and when I came home, it was just 20 till midnight, and... there were people outside. It was mostly, you know, the youth, the youths running around, hanging out, drinking, smoking, doing what they do on a New Year's Eve, crowding into the doorways of the subway. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck away from the fucking doors, kids. Bing bong. So I'm in the apartment. I'm alone in the apartment, and it's lovely, and I turn on New Year's Rockin' Eve, because it's the last few minutes of Ryan Seacrest and fucking whatever was going on. But LL Cool J, thank you, baby, I appreciate you. But LL Cool J performed live in Times Square. Now, I would not stand there for 10 hours and piss into a pee-pee pad to watch LL Cool J, but I was excited to see him on the TV and see him doing his thing. Because that gentleman, God bless. Our generation, either you die or you are still fucking killing it. You know what I mean? Like, Gen Xers, how funny are we? It's like, either you are dead, like, bam, or you're out, like, mama said knock you out. You know what I mean? Like, I can't live without my radio. Like, yeah. It was fantastic, is what I'm saying. And also, Wu-Tang residency in Vegas? I'm sorry. I just have to do a little love and shout out. Right? So inspirational. Anyway, first hip-hop group ever did that. to be honest. Anyway. Cash rules everything around me. That's right. Bing, ching, pong, bang. Anyway, I'm up here. New Year's Rockin' Eve. LL, thank you, my loves. Turn it. Boom. Countdown. Brap. But when it gets to 3, 2, 1, I fucking mute that shit, because you know what I want to hear? I don't want to hear Times Square, a bunch of tourists are finally fucking relieved that they could go pee now. I want to hear Brooklyn. Where's Brooklyn at? Where's Brooklyn at? Hey, no sleep till. So mute goes the television, and pow, 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 wow, goes the outside. What? Brooklyn. Never a disappointment. Let me tell you that there were fireworks for 2 hours afterwards. Straight fireworks for two. Ta-ka, pow, paka, taking, takia. I mean, everywhere outside, blocks and blocks away. Then I was like, God, that one was really close. And I look out the window, it's on the corner. The kids are on the corner, just pew, you know? Oh my God. It was so fun. Just quiet in the apartment, yeah? And then outside, people go, crazy, fireworks. But then, like an hour and a half or so after the fireworks started, it was just fire trucks. It was just fire truck after fire truck just coming to put out the fires and the, yeah. So it was, but wow, it was quite an adventure. It was quite an adventure and it was wonderful. And I'm so grateful to be back in New York. Now, I was telling somebody at work that a long time ago, long, long time ago, like when I first moved here, and you know, I was quite taken with heroin. Heroin was quite lovely to me and a delight. And I dated a gentleman who was a stick-up kid. And I don't even know if anybody even knows what a stick-up kid is even more anymore, because it's like, how could that even be? I mean, I'm sure there still are. You go over to Mermaid after, you probably get stuck up. But this gentleman, he was called Patrick. He was an Irish gentleman. And he, you know, he carried a gun and he stuck people up for cash or jewelry or whatever kind of stuff that they might have had, because we liked heroin. Okay, thank you very much. And scene. I often think of him on New Year's Eve, because we used to go to the Bronx to visit. The fuck was the kid? There was a guy named Juice that he knew up in the Bronx. And we used to go to visit him. And so we were up there one New Year's Eve, and we were in the apartment, Juice's apartment, and I'll never forget, we're sitting in the kitchen, and it was ground floor apartment, and we're sitting in the kitchen, and there's someone outside of the apartment at the window, at the kitchen, we're in the kitchen window, and they are, I guess they had a pile of guns on the outside, because they were just like, and then they're throwing into the kitchen what they believe to be an emptied gun. Now, I gotta say, that's probably dangerous, right? When it's a kabow, it's a kabow. I mean, I know the bullet goes up, it's gotta come down somewhere. You gotta fucking watch your kids. You know, hide your wives, hide your kids. And then he's throwing the gun into the kitchen. It's like a linoleum floor, just like chucking it. Yeah, chucking them in. And I was like, wow, drugs are good, because they make you feel like you're invincible. I mean, that's why people like drugs. And that is my story for your New Year. I hope you learned something. No, but when that was my New Year's Eve in the Bronx, and it didn't seem weird. It didn't seem weird at all. But they don't have any, yeah. And the bullets, yeah, it's sad about the bullets, because people love to shoot their bullets off, which is, I don't understand. It's very wild, wild west to me. Also, Albuquerque, shout out to all my Borque loves in the chat and listening. I miss you. I love you. I'm sending you so much love. And but they also would have to say, like, they would have to have commercials and posters and stuff like that. Like the commercials, yo, in Albuquerque, in New Mexico, the commercials, you think Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul are like made up. I feel like this lighting is so unattractive. Can you tell? Can you? I don't. Anyway, am I just being paranoid? Anyways, it's like a glare that keeps moving. It's the glare that keeps moving. Anyway, birthdays are weird, right? You look at yourself, you're like, how you doing? Another year, huh? Okay. But yeah, Albuquerque commercials are like one of my favorite commercials. They're probably some of my favorite commercials because, I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of accidents there, like personal injuries from like drunk driving. And it's really sad. Like, it's really an epidemic. And I wish and hope that it is lessened in this next year. But they have like all these injury lawyer commercials. And like, you thought, like, I always thought Better Call Saul, the commercial, oh my God, that's so cheesy. That can't be. That's no way that's a real thing. And then I moved to Albuquerque and I saw these motherfuckers. They're like, Celino and Barnes, accidents don't take a break and neither do we. You know what I mean? Like, and one guy was a boxer and he's like, I'll fight for you. You know, it was, I'm not even exaggerating. So anyway, I will end with this. I can't believe it's already almost the end. I love you so much for hanging around with me. I love you so much for showing up with me every week. And I really just appreciate all the support on here, on the outside, you know, in the real, in the IRL. But I have to say, you know, birthdays are definitely challenging. I think for all the time. I don't think ever was I personally like, oh my God, birthday, ow. Like even when I was a little kid. Because, and I'll just tell you this quick story. And it's not, listen, I have been in a lot of therapy. I will preface it with this. I've been in a lot of therapy. I've done a lot of things to help myself. But yes, it might be a little horrifying. So Topanga Canyon, late 70s. What are you going to do? Fucking people are crazy. A lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol. Anyway, I was getting driven down to Topanga by the guy I think is my dad, you know, and his wife. And we were very late. He's a stoner. And we were very late, very, very late. And then we finally get there. And my mom and her boyfriend, who my aunts lovingly nicknamed the axe murderer, or as they sound, the axe murderer. Thanks, B. He and my mom come running up the dirt drive, and he pulls my dad out of the car and starts beating him up. And then my stepmom jumps on the back of the axe murderer, and she starts trying to, you know, strangle him away from beating up old Papa. And then my mom jumps in to her. And then there's just four, very cartoonish, like when they're grappling, you know, in the maybe Tom and Jerry or something. And it's just these four adults, the only adults anywhere nearby. And they're just scrapping. And the only way that I could, you know, and my friends are there, the four or five friends that I had, and they were there, and they're like, is this the entertainment? Is there wrestling for the entertainment? And I go, what the fuck? It's my birthday. And like, I said that, and I think I was six, seven. And, so yeah. Yeah. You know, it was a lot. So I think when those things are happening around in your early, early stages of life, that you have a harder time, you know, seeing the wonderful things that are happening in front of you, knowing that people are going to take care of you really nicely. Like I, just because that was so like horrifying, perhaps for some, I'll tell you one that's not, and then I'll go. I have some fantastical friends with them for years and years and years, and they took me to dinner once. Many times they take me to dinner for my birthday. This one time, a while ago. Yeah, it is horrifying. That's why the child is screaming. And we had finished the dinner, and I looked at the waiter, and I said, don't I get a cake? It's my birthday. I should have a cake. And really bratty. And then I found out 2 seconds later, really, there was a cake. It was on its way. And if I had let the man clear the plates off of the dinner table, perhaps I would have seen there was maybe this is just a lesson in trusting and not thinking that everybody's like how it was in the past, and trusting that people are going to be kind and they're going to take care, and then if they don't, it's okay too. But really, most of the time, I think we can give everyone the benefit of the doubt until they prove us wrong. Yeah, instead of going in with a negative, you know, get in there with some fucking positive and know people are gonna fucking take care of you because you're lovely and you're lovable and you're worth it. And it's your birthday. Go, Jesse. Ooh, who's Jesse? Jesse, stop it. You know it's you. 18th birthday, I was living by myself for a few years, and I was living in a hotel room with my mom, but she had moved out when I was 15. And I decided to have a birthday party, and of course the police came. There were over 200 kids in and around this hotel, and it was like a hotel that was nightly, hourly, monthly, you know, one of those jammies. But it was a great looking, I mean, they've redone it since, Now, when I lived there, as my friend Arabella from London, yes, Arabella, she's called Arabella, she had visited one time and she said, oh, you know, I thought your kitchen counter was black because of all the cockroaches. And I was like, I know. And we slept on the floor. Uh-huh. I know. So there's a lot in there. Yeah. So I had my 18th birthday party, but nobody knew my apartment hotel number. No. The kids didn't know my hotel number. They all could party down in the lobby and in the, you know, and there was a lobby down there that like a lot of old people would sit in the lobby. Exactly. That's right. Oh, you know it, Sonia. It's not a party till the cops come. What? But there was this lobby down there that had like an old fashioned radio that was always tuned to like the, you know, easy listening Muzak kind of motel. Like it was this very bizarre hotel motel thing. A lot of elderly people sitting on the couches and just listening. Oh, it's very nice. Listen to the music. But this night, all the kids had changed the channel to like the hip hop station. People were outside on the lawn and they were all through the lobby and the stairwells. It was a good time is what I'm saying. And then when the cops came and they were like, who's in charge here? Everybody was like, who is in charge here? And I was like, whoever's in charge here, they are crazy. Look at what they've done. And then everybody had to leave. And then I said, oh no, I live here. And they were like, but was this your party? And I was like, no. And I didn't know about my privilege at that time. How about that? I learned, you know who taught me about that? My New York friends. Because in LA, it's weird. Like if the cops saw me with my gang member friends or anybody who wasn't white, I got thrown to the ground. But this particular night, it was just me and I think a couple other white kids. Like, and I think they were like deadheady, like hippie types. So the cops were just like, nah, whatever. Fuck LAPD and fuck NYPD and fuck everybody who doesn't fucking do the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Movie and underline quote. All right, listen, I got a little riled up there at the end, but I went a little over too, and that's all right. New Year's Eve in New York City used to be couches on fire. Now it's just fireworks setting shit on fire, but that's all right. I still love you, New York, and I love y'all so much for hanging out with me. I love you so much for posting my photos or love to me, or and if you want to send me anything, any stories from the week that you want me to talk about next week. And I really want whoever can watch this movie, Unpregnant, please watch it. I'm really pushing for that movie to become way more of a thing. It's really good and it's really important. It's funny. It's funny and it's important and it's heartfelt, you guys. It's about schmishmortions. So it's important. And young ladies. Okay. I've said enough. Oh, and if you'd like to, you're welcome to Venmo me at Jess-Wood-10. That's my Venmo. I forget what my Cash App is. I think it's, well, I'm not going to guess, but I'll post that up in my stories. I love you all so much. I just can't stop telling you how much I love you, and I just appreciate you. And yeah, there'll be more to talk about, more to come. I mean, there's always so much to talk about, and I hope that you know how great you're doing, and I'll bookend this show by saying I'm really proud of you. Please be kind to yourself. It's a very hard time of year. Don't see what I'm saying? See how these police act towards these children, and then they wonder why children are so mad at the police. It's like they won't give them a fucking break. Anyway, that's also an ambulance, I think. So there's an ambulance. It's a lot going on, guys. Brooklyn. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you next week. I'll see you next Tuesday, as we love to laugh about every week, don't we? And did you enjoy the Coco Chanel Circus Barker look? Not Travis Barker. I love you so much. I have to go. The kids need me. Okay. See you. Love you. talk to you next time. I hope you had a great show. Hope you had a great holiday. Hope you have a great week. Okay, bye. I love you.